deaf sounds like it could be instead of deep.
Says a man who's been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet. He said, look how much I
sweat.
And a sword that comes to a head is called a
what, pimple, a rise, a ball.
Okay. And the stuff that drains out.
Pus.
And in a blister, what drains out?
Water.
If someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. It's got to be cut out or burned out. Get sort of a skinless growth over it. We call that
scab.
It's not the scab's when it's healing normally, though. It's when it gets sort of a granular substance around it. Do you ever hear some kind of flesh? Proud flesh or plowed flesh?
Never had.
And if you cut your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings, you can put on it.
Bow down.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take. It's a real bitter white powder. What's a, you know, the tonic, like with gin and tonic? What do they have in the tonic to give it that flavor?
I don't know what that is.
Do you ever hear quin or quin?
Quinine. There okay. You go.
Do you ever have to take that?
No.
You say the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Passed on.
What about a joking way or crude way of saying that?
Kick the bucket.
And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died. And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in.
A coffin.
Any other name for cemetery or coffin?
Graveyard. Casket.
And when he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you were feeling, you say, oh, I'm
pretty good.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that
rheumatism.
Any other name? What about a disease that people used to get and then die from it, children especially, would choke up, get blisters inside their throat?
Chicken pox?
Well, what's a disease that your kids had to be vaccinated for?
Smallpox.
What else?
Measles.
Before they could go to school.
Vaccinated.
What about dip?
Diphtheria.
Okay. And the disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
And if you have a pain down here, you have to have an operation.
On your appendix.
What do you call the disease that you have?
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you say you had to
throw up.
Any other ways of saying that?
Vomit. Vomit.
Which sounds better?
Throw up.
What's a really crude way of saying that?
Up, Chuck.
Anything else? And if a person threw up, you'd be sick where?
Stomach.
Huh?
Stomach.
Let's say the whole thing. You'd be sick.
You'd be sick in the stomach.
And say if your neighbor had gotten some news and as soon as she got the news, she came over and told you, you said,